Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've got it. All right, you want to go? You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go? All right, you want to go?
We're 6 minutes out from our special guest and some of the biggest COVID news ever. That's coming up. But first, I wanted to get into this whole cashless society system with BlackRock and the globalist on record trying to make us poor so they control our lives and announcing the biggest food shortages in modern history. Hundreds of millions set to starve to death and die. We've got all these articles telling us that we need to eat bugs and like it. Eat maggots now. Is what the newspapers are running. That's getting you ready for the dystopia. Behavioral psychology, because they know most people are in a trance and are just receiving this knowledge instead of being conscious, and so they can't navigate it. It's our job to, hey, get out of your trance. This is serious business. And so as these evil plans roll out, the credibility of those of us that have been exposing it will go to all-time highs. People will listen to us, and we can stop this before they carry out their 90% depopulation by the year 2030. And people saying, how's that going to happen? Well, I mean, they told us how they were going to do it. And you can now see that they intend to do that while posing as the saviors from the crises they have created and exacerbated. So here's a couple of clips. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is expected to introduce climate disclosure rules, which is the beginning of the whole UN, World Bank, IMF, carbon scores and the rest of it, and surveillance system to shut down all their competition, and that ties in to a TikToker, and you can look this up, explains MasterCard and the UN joining forces for social credit systems. We'll play both these back-to-back.
As you've heard, today the Commission is considering proposing rules to enhance and standardize climate disclosure. These proposals would require public companies to provide in their registration statements and annual reports certain information on risks that climate poses to short, medium, and long-term financial performance, and on steps the company plans to take to mitigate this risk, such as an internal carbon price, if there is one, scenario analysis, if the company does it, transition plans, if the company has them, or targets, if the company has set them. Public companies would also disclose governance around climate issues. Besides the disclosures on risk and on the company's response, the proposed rules would require disclosure on current financial impacts and on financial expenditures due to climate-related events and transition activities. Finally, the rule would require disclosure about the carbon footprint through Scopes 1 and 2 GHG emissions and Scope 3, if Scope 3 emissions are material or used as part of a climate-related target or goal.
Oh, don't say you weren't warned. MasterCard and the United Nations are joining forces to monitor the carbon effect of your credit card purchases. And then you'll hit your carbon max, and it'll stop working. Hey, of course, it's voluntary for now. The new credit card is called Doconomy. And on the back of the card, it's going to say, I am taking responsibility for every transaction I make to help protect the planet. This is a social credit score, and it's a proof of concept. The Doconomy CO2 credit card website claims it is the largest initiative ever taken by a bank in educating its users on the impact of consumption. They say themselves they want to set a global standard for carbon calculations. That's the key. Once they have their numbers in place, then they can give every single purchase you make a score and punish you directly. This is what China does. And of course, this will only be enforced on you and me and any businesses that don't go along with their scheme. And banks are going to enforce it.
That's right, and it's all being announced. That's why Trudeau last year was saying, we're going to follow all the UN directives. He was giving all those acronyms out. And if you look the ESGs and the rest of it up, that is the global governance system designed to starve everybody to death. But, of course, these institutions, they are all completely exempt. You know, our next guest is a really smart economics researcher and stock picker. We'll probably get his take on some of these announcements about the mass starvation, all the rest of it that are coming up. But first, we're going to get into the big issue. They're just calmly out in the news admitting, yeah, the government paid us to kill people with COVID and, you know, put them on drugs that made them not breathe. Big deal. We got to kill some people. I mean, we'll save money. That's right. Hiding it all in plain view. What a dystopia.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So if you go back 2 years ago when they would pay the same thing in Europe, same thing in the UK, same thing in Australia, same thing in Canada, the US, $52,000 and change. Some countries a little more, some a little less. If you intubated somebody, you got 30-something thousand for saying it's a COVID patient. You got 13-something thousand for intubating them. And you got 10,000 more if they died. So now we're talking $60,000+ bounty to murder somebody. And even USA Today fact-checked that a year and a half ago and said, yeah, it's true. There's a $53,000 bounty. They weren't counting the 10,000 if you die. Or $52,700 or whatever it came out to. And so the number crunchers started getting involved. And there's been a lot of economists and a lot of people basically say the same thing. Because you look at the numbers, and now you've got German insurance companies and multinational and U.S. ones saying, man, we got a massive increase in death of 18 to 64, the worst age. And headlines about a 40% increase in all the rest of it. The biggest death numbers ever recorded in modern history. That's in the last 100-plus years. So Edward Dowd is a ex-Wall Street professional, worked at HSBC, Donaldson, Lufkin, and others, BlackRock. But the key is, almost 2 years ago, he came out and started seeing these trends and predicting what was happening. His tweets are very famous. He's worked all over Wall Street, the sell side and buy side, expert in fixed income and equities capital markets. He's currently trying to start a hedge fund, and it goes on from there. And he is Edward Dowd. You'll find him on Twitter at D-O-W-D-E-D Ward, and on Getter as well at Edward Dowd. And so, Edward, a lot has happened since you were last on with us. I've seen you going viral in the War Room and all these other great shows. We just really appreciate the hard work and sticking your neck out there that you're doing. But I guess we all realize we're going to lose it all if we don't stick our necks out. But I want to show this Daily Mail article. This is also in other British newspapers. And I went and spent a few hours on it the last few days and been trying to get you on. I appreciate you coming on because you can add more expertise to this. But they're publicly announcing the NIH, what we already knew but now admitted, paid to have them give people these assisted suicide drugs that they bought a bunch of right before the pandemic, record levels. And we know the same thing here. Give them morphine. Don't give them treatment. Watch them die. But to read this, here's the headline. Hospitals bribed to put patients on pathway to death. Cash incentives by the National Health Service Trust that meet targets on Liverpool care pathway. This is the tip of the iceberg, obviously, but this is beyond Nuremberg-type level crimes admitted right here, and it's only the tip of the iceberg. Holy Toledo. I mean, I don't know what you say, what you do, but this totally vindicates the numbers you've been putting out and many others have been putting out. And as we learn more, it just gets more horrible by the minute. And then now they're admitting it like it's no big deal. What do you make of this shocking vindication of yourself and others?
Well, you know, I haven't read the article, but it seems like, you know, believe them when they say what they did. So they just said it. Let's believe them. In the U.S., let's go back to the U.S. You were talking about the incentives they put in place early on in the pandemic for hospitals and payments. You know, it's come out over the course of the last few years. Whistleblowers have come out. There's one in Hawaii. I forget his name, but he, you know, was in an assisted care living facility, and he was told to change billing codes for people that died not of COVID to COVID so they could get the money. So when you put incentives in place that reward hospitals for putting people on intubators, for putting people and identifying them as COVID and then getting an award for death, you know, that's going to happen. They're going to, you know, people are going to take the incentive and run with it. So the other thing I want to point out is the data after the last few years, we've had 1.1 million deaths in the U.S., excess deaths from the pandemic. The first year was 500,000 approximately, and the second year was 500,000 approximately. In the first year, they killed, a lot of people died because of early prevention and intubation and the wrong treatment. So the first kill shot from government policies was mostly old people in year one. In year two, the deaths that have been occurring have had a mixed shift to younger people. So we took care of the old people. Now with the vaccines, we're seeing a shift to younger people. So this is, and you know, I use the word democide. You could say there was a democide in year one with the prevention of early treatment and the incentives they gave. Year two, the democide's occurring with the vaccine. So, you know, it's democide.
And for those that don't know what democide is, that is also a university term developed about 30 years ago at the University of Hawaii and then picked up by the Chicago Business School. And that's when the government kills its people.
Correct.
Looking at this and seeing this, I've been following your work. A lot more has come out just in the last few weeks since you were last on with us from other data points. Can you walk the listeners through that?
Sure. So we came out a couple of weeks ago, and we put up what we called the money chart. This is a different chart, but the money chart we put up a while ago was all-cause mortality for millennials. That got a lot of play. We saw a spike into the fall. So what we're doing now is breaking it down by state just to prove our point again that something happened in the fall. So we're slicing the data a little different way. And chart one is the lowest vaccinated states, And you can see when people in the lowest vaccinated states in the country were forced, this is the millennial age group. It's a percent over the 2019 average. So it's not actual raw numbers, but it's a percent increase in excess deaths. In that chart, you see that spike. You see the acceleration into the fall, that three-month time frame when the mandates hit. Chart two shows the highly vaccinated states. They still had a terrible spike, but not quite as pronounced as the spike from the unvaccinated states. So I dropped these on Twitter and Getter last night. And I did that because I wanted people to come in and argue and say, well, of course, that makes sense. It was Delta because the unvaccinated states got hit with Delta. Okay, well, that's not true because then I dropped later this morning charts three and four. And chart three shows that the clear spike. So what you're seeing in this chart is the lowest vaccinated states in the red, and then the pink is the vaccinated, the highly vaccinated states. You can see the spike up into the vaccination and then a subsequent decline. So it wasn't COVID. It was just a one-time temporal event when everybody went to get their jabs to keep their job. And then the smoking gun chart is chart four. In the lowest vax states, you can see that the rate of excess death in the 25 to 44 was, you know, six or seven times higher than the older people. So it wasn't COVID because, it, you know, Delta didn't decide to kill that age group specifically. So, again, we're just slicing the data a different way, and it proves our point. So we have the millennial cohort we dropped a couple weeks ago, and now we're breaking it out by state.
You can see the whole pre-planned nature of this, like Dr. McCullough has been saying, and McCullough, they've both been saying. I mean, this is clearly a whole pre-programmed operation.
So it's either stupidity or a plan. But in the first year of the pandemic, we prevented early treatment, and we put people on intubators, and lots of people died. There's been estimates that 400,000 people didn't need to die in year one if there was early prevention and if you didn't intubate people. So that's year one. Year two, it's been a mixed shift to the young folks who, you know, weren't at risk from COVID anyways. So we've had 1.1 million people die excessively in the United States over the last few years. So if you don't think we're at war with someone, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's what twice what we lost in World War II. When we come back, I want to ask you what the numbers show and what they're trending towards, what we should expect in the future from the best data you've got. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Starvation. We know Bill Gates and others have said they want to depopulate, so we know it's by design. But Edward Dowd is a really smart guy. He's been laying all this out as a researcher and as an economist and as a Wall Street professional and stock picker. And I could ask a lot of questions here. You heard me before the break get into what do you think is coming next in this whole program. But I'd like you to give your presentation in this segment and the next of where you want to go and what you want to say to the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. You know, let's just set the stage and the frame for what's going on. You know, early on, we had frontline doctors who noticed that something was horribly wrong when they tried to come forward with a treatment from cheap, over-the-counter pharmaceuticals that were already available and use them for off-label purposes to fight this virus, which had been proven to work and not cause someone to die and actually bring them to health. So the frontline doctors are the real heroes here. They were the brave ones. They were maligned, censored, smeared, and deplatformed. Okay? So I'm just building off their early work. Unfortunately, you know, my 15 minutes of fame is because the bodies are piling up. It's 2 years later, and you can't hide them anymore, and it's in publicly available databases now. The numbers I just showed you are CDC numbers. Now, what's really disturbing to my partner and I, my insurance expert who's helped me develop these charts, or he did most of the work and I'm the public face of them, and we both analyze them together. But we were talking to each other and we said, why is it that two ex-Wall Street guys, one lives on the base of a dormant volcano in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and another guy that lives in on the East Coast, have to be the ones that bring this data forward? I mean, it's really, we were just stunned at how ridiculous it is that no one in the government or regulatory agency or in Congress has figured this out. It's right there. People are dying at an alarming rate. The good doctors have tried to get their message out, but they've been censored. And here are two ex-Wall Street, you know, self-admitted geeks having to do this. And I just think that's the state of where we are, Alex. I mean, it's frightening that, you know, I mean, I'm glad I'm here. I asked to be of service, but when I take my ego out of it, you know, why isn't someone in authority come forward?
Well, what's incredible is, you know, going back to May of 2 years ago, there you are saying this appears to be a controlled collapse, a way to depopulate, a way to not pay for all the baby boomers that are retiring. There it is. He says, I have an idea for a dystopian movie. The background begins in 2020. This is almost 2 years ago. A virus that mimics the flu sweeps across the globe. Some believe it's a man-made bioweapon to provide cover for a global economic collapse from an unsustainable debt load and rising wealth inequity, the majority. And then you go through your next tweets and lay out what indeed was starting to happen, and now what's happened?
Yeah. No, it's, you know, I didn't want to believe what I wrote. You know, I'm not, people say I'm an oracle and from the future. I mean, I'm just an analyst. And I wrote that. I thought that might happen. And I was horrified as it started to unfold. And I know I'm just horrified at what's going on. I can't believe we're here. But, you know, I have opinions of what's coming. You know, we're seeing signals in the financial markets that indicate economic collapse on the horizon, or at least a recession, if not some kind of small depression. In the third quarter, we're looking at a minimum of a recession. Commodity prices are through the roof because of the overt actions by the Biden administration to limit domestic production of oil. Now we have the war in Ukraine, where grain prices are soaring because Ukraine is the breadbasket of Europe. And you know, I'm of the opinion we're going to see food shortages soon, if not already appearing all over. There's all sorts of anecdotes from farmers and people who are in that business seeing fertilizer prices going through the roof. So they're coming. And if I was to write another movie today, what do I think might happen if I was writing the script? Well, we got the Ukraine war, so there's potential threat of nuclear war. There is a announced by Klaus Schwab cyber virus pandemic coming, which they trained for with a bunch of nations in the fall of last year. And we also have a virus, mutant virus in China that Fauci's warning us about. So, you know, it could be any one of those three or all three at the same time. If I was writing a movie script, you know, Alex.
That's right. And I think they're going to do all three at once. And they've told us the collapse is coming. Get ready. You know, I can tell you, I've talked to some of the, you know, top people out there face to face, people that go to Bilderberg, things like that recently. And they agreed that there's a pretty serious deterioration going on. And they were asking me, you know, do you think we should all evacuate the Southern Hemisphere as a threat of nuclear war? And we were all basically estimating it's about a 10% chance is what we were thinking. But there's no doubt we've entered a very, very dystopian situation. And if some of the more well-known billionaires out there are really concerned, we should all be really, really concerned.
I agree. I mean, there's still a large majority of the population that is trying to live in a normalcy bias, thinking that, you know, things aren't what they may seem to be to them. They're trying to pretend that we're going back to normal. But I will tell you, the awakening is going fast. I was contacted by someone locally on Maui who wanted me to join their church because they're preparing for what's coming. And they came to this conclusion independently of me. You know, they hadn't even been listening to me. So people are becoming aware of the situation and the unraveling of global regimes. You know, today I saw a tweet from Cernovich that he retweeted someone talking about the FBI's now no longer reporting crime statistics. You know, that's real-time evidence of decay of the rule of law.
Oh, yeah, I saw that a few days ago. Didn't believe it. Went to the FBI website, and they now admit it.
Right. So we're having real-time, real-world evidence of a collapse. That, in my mind, is the federal government collapsing when you start to hide crime statistics. I mean, that's what they do, is gather data and report it. So,
that's right. Mr. Dowd, stay there. You're absolutely right. We'll talk about how we survive this, what you think we can do to protect ourselves. Shut off the police. Shut off crime reporting. Shut off the power plants. Shut off the pipelines. Open up the border. Launch wars. Devalue currencies. Release a deadly virus. Inject people with deadly poison.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding,
The supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations, and I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars is paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It's reaching more people than ever, despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
On Twitter, at Dowdward. On Getter, at Edward Dowd.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
You know, I play suspenseful, scary music here because this is suspenseful, scary stuff. Been playing air raid sirens for 3 years at the start of the show because I told you war and all this was coming. The globalists don't even really hide much of this. They are lining it all up. They all get ready. I knew back in October that there'd be a major stock market correction in late February. That's why I don't own stocks and things, because I would obsess over it all day, and I get a lot of insider stuff, and they would obviously put me in prison. I mean, I'm not going to give examples of this, but I get a lot of them. And so that's why I don't own any stocks or bonds or any of that, because so I can know all this inside stuff and not be tempted and get caught up. And I'm not saying people are bad to do that. Congress is bad at knowing all the inside stuff about bills and legislation, and that's completely criminal. But, I mean, these are real people I'm talking to. These are real people. I don't mean people worth $2 billion or $10 billion. I mean, the big people. And they're even freaked out. And they're not trying to meet with me or talk to me so that they can buy me off. They're actually asking what they should do. And that doesn't make me get a big ego. That actually makes me have nightmares. That actually makes me get really scared for my family. Because here's the paradox, and I want to ask Edward Dowd his view on this. He's a smart guy. I respect his view. A lot of globalists want chaos and depopulation and wars and collapse because they're really in an environmentalist cult and believe we're killing the planet. But a lot of the other ones that have gone along with it just to not get picked off by the top dogs, even some of the people you'd think of as top dogs, they're asking, how do you collapse everything and then own everything, but there's nothing to buy with it? So obviously going down the road of global even controlled collapse, it doesn't stay controlled. India and Pakistan go to war. China goes into Taiwan. Russia goes into Ukraine. I mean, we could predict all this. It's not like we're rocket scientists. Holy hell, humans act the same over and over again. Now we've just got godlike weapons. So, Edward, you're talking about economic collapse here. We're already in it. For first world, it's really rough. For the third world, they're dying. Lay out more of this. Go over the angles of this. And then is there a way to stop it? Is there a way to get the political elite who aren't completely corrupt to get control of their compatriots that are out of control with this megalomania? Or how do you think we get out of this, or is it too late?
I like to be an optimist. There's things in motion that are beyond our control, obviously. But my goal has been to stop this vaccination program dead in its tracks, bring the people responsible for the malfeasance and fraud to justice. And if we can do that, the House of Cards falls apart because, they're not going to be able to roll out digital ID passports.
That's right. So the medical tyranny is the linchpin. Please continue.
Yeah. So that's why I'm focusing on what I can prove. And what we're proving is the deaths are undeniable at this point. The vaccination as a prime cause of the excess deaths in the smoking gun of the millennial cohort is there. So, my plea is for the mainstream media to stop this blockade of this information, to get it to other people so that this discussion can begin. My goal has been to get this into the national consciousness. I don't have to be the leader of it. I just want the discussion to go on and let the experts take over and battle from there and the litigation begin and the stock prices of Pfizer and Moderna to collapse. So I just want to be a catalyst. I don't need to be the guy because, quite frankly, I'm just a dude. I'm just a dude on an island in the middle of the Pacific. And I'm just giving this information for free. I'm doing this for free with my partner. And, this should be raising questions all over the insurance industry, all over the Wall Street should be all over this. And if we can get to a critical mass, then I think we can avoid. I mean, there'll still be an economic collapse, but we'll be at least stopping this tragedy that's going on with the vaccines. And Alex, there's the acute deaths, right? That's what we're showing here in the CDC, all-cause mortality, excess deaths. We haven't even begun to talk about the injured and the amount of life that's been decreased for someone. So we may have cut 10 years off the average person's life who's been vaccinated due to this. The implications of that are staggering. We're working on behind the scenes a number that's going to, blow people's minds if we can actually get some proof around it, of the number of vaccine injured who are going to be disabled and can't go to work. And it's not an insignificant number.
And that itself is designed to collapse society and then make us accept euthanasia and things to, quote, take the load off. I mean, I can really see the seduction here. And I totally agree with you. It's getting media and more doctors and scientists and financial experts and academics and clergy and auto mechanics and everybody to speak up and say no and expose what's happening. And we've already gotten a lot of the way there. Look how they're pulling back their whole COVID power grab right now.
No, I agree. I mean, look, I believe that myself and others have had an impact in that. Under the surface, the people who are you know, involved in this are getting nervous. I mean, Fauci's floated his retirement. Rochelle Walensky is starting to, you know.
And by the way, physical fear is easy to see. He was always very arrogant. He looks like he's scared to death. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's something we should be proud of. But I want to see these vaccination programs halted, stopped. I mean, they're still going on. We're still jabbing people. We're still mandating college students get these things. We're still mandating first responders, hospital workers. Some corporations are still demanding boosters. This needs to stop. But, you know, Rochelle Walensky, she came out this weekend saying that, you know, she got her information from, or 2 weekends ago, saying she got her information from CNN. I mean, are you kidding me? And then now she's claiming, you know, they changed the data and removed some COVID deaths, and they're saying, oh, it was a coding logic program error. And
let's not skip over that. The CDC head now is denying any guilt or culpability, saying she got her news from CNN. Now, before CNN said you're not allowed to question the CDC, so now the snake's eating itself, saying, oh, I got it from CNN. I mean, for folks that don't know, at a regulatory level, this is complete collapse.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Go back to her. Sorry.
No, I agree 100%, Alex. I mean, it's circular logic. CNN says CDC is the authority, and the CDC head says CNN's the authority. I mean, what kind of kabuki theater is this? But, you know, to go back to what you did recently, Naomi Wolf pointed out that, you know, she, you know, claimed that the deaths that they dropped out of the COVID counting numbers was due to a coding logic error. Naomi Wolf pointed out that, you know, she runs a company. She said, you know, you provide the programmers with the logic itself. So that makes no sense. Again, she's not even a good liar. This Rochelle Walensky.
Well, you're really good at predicting what comes next with their hysterical collapse and them running around like chickens with their heads cut off. What do you expect to happen next with them?
Well, this is so bad. And, you know, we're working behind the scenes to get the insurance companies on board and aware of what's going on. I suspect some of them are. You know, you got to understand something about the insurance industry. It's a slow-moving industry. And they all got the jabs because they thought, you know, they bought into this as well. They were fooled and defrauded. So there's going to, you know, we're trying to work as fast as we can behind the scenes, but it's going to take, you know, some time to change some minds. But all we need is a couple brave CEOs and some insurance companies to go, hey, wait a minute. We're the bag holders on this this catastrophe known as the vaccine. And, you know, once they wake up to the fact that there's going to be excess death for years to come and injuries and disabilities, I don't think they're going to put up with it for too much longer.
That's right. And they want to be seen as getting ahead of this when this all comes out. I can tell you people that have talked, a lot of people have talked to Trump. He was believing this. He meant well. He got lied to. He wanted to open the economy. Now he's heard from his constituents. Notice he didn't open his mouth for about a month about the vaccine. So Trump now is starting to get it. So that's another piece of good news. Edward Dowd, final segment straight ahead. Incredible work he's doing. Everybody should follow him on Twitter and on Getter. And we just need more people like him to bring the numbers together and get them out to the public. He's been totally vindicated by all of it. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me.
Again, just as Edward Dowd was just saying on the Alex Jones Show, thanks for joining us, that this isn't about him, it's not about me, it's about survival. That's what we need. The attitude we need is, this is not about personalities, it's not about liberal, conservative, black, white, old, young, Christian, Muslim, any of that. This is about corporate tyranny, megabanks that have Ponzi schemes that have been going for decades, that are coming to an end, they don't have a way to pump the bubble up anymore, and they want a global crisis to smokescreen a new monetary system. And they want to get rid of a lot of old people. And Bill Gates has said that. He wants death panels to kill old people. He says that's the solution. It's ridiculous. You build a more complex society, you take care of the old folks. It's a non-zero-sum game. That's what real economics is. But they have this twisted Keynesian view. And so as a guy that's been successful in the economy, as a Wall Street professional and a stock picker from BlackRock, HSBC, you name it, Edward Dowd, what is wrong with this globalist BlackRock end of days, end of game, end of bubble mode, where just because they're about to implode, instead of being honest, a few go to prison like Bernie Madoff, now they just want to start nuclear war, or they want to cut off the resources? I mean, because I see them bragging, Klaus Schwab, that this is how they're going to reset, this is how they're going to get out of what they've done, and I just don't see it working, because many people, from Tucker Carlson to Joe Rogan to you to Steve Bannon to Roger Stone to Alex Jones to a million others and a billion other people taking action, have exposed them. So they're trying to commit the rest of this crime in the bright lights of publicity, they're not going to get away with it. I mean, anybody knows that now. So we've got to give them a path, like giving Putin a path to leave Ukraine or to declare victory and go, how do we give them a path to extricate themselves? Because if they want to be like Napoleon and want to go live on an island with 100 of their troops, I would say, hey, keep some of your stolen money to stop killing us. Because I know if we corner them and keep pushing, they're going to pull more dirty tricks. But instead, they just seem to not have a care in the world, at least the controllers, their minions do, like Fauci, and seem to be steaming forward.
You know, that someone who's involved in this fraud needs to come forward and needs to start naming names because, like you said, the chaos that's going to ensue is going to be uncontrollable, right? And when the rule of law breaks down and you think your security guards are going to be there and your staff is going to be there when they're worried about their own families, well, you might want to check on that. Secondly, I'm not going to be a part of, but I can see, as time rolls on and the truth comes out to more and more people, I can see the people who bought into this the heaviest, the COVIDians and the people promoting the jab that weren't part of the inner circle of this fraud, will be angry. And they might, have star chambers where, hit squads come after some of these people. So it's not us that they have to worry about. It's the ones that they actually deceived who wake up who are mad as hell. And the chaos will be uncontrollable. And I'm not going to be involved in any of that. I'm not planning that. Not my thing. But as a predictor of the future, you can't control what other people do. And there will be people that probably want to do that. So come forward now so you can be protected and go through the justice system.
Edward Dowd, that is perfectly said. That's exactly where I am. There's no military solution in this because it's cultural, it's economic. And the solution is being aware of the scam and not supporting it. So, I saw articles everywhere I haven't even responded to today saying Alex Jones, Secret Service says Alex Jones tried to go kidnap Pence. Secret Service didn't say that. It's not true. It's totally made up. But the system's so desperate now, they're giving orders to major publications to do stuff that I'd easily win a defamation suit. It'd take $1 million to do it, take years to get it done. But they are so desperate now that instead of backing off of lies, they're escalating, and they're trying to frame me as a violent revolutionary leader. They're saying, with 231 days out, Homeland Security, they believe that a patriot movement will launch terror attacks. Well, that's their excuse to suspend the election. And so I can see what's happening. That's why I'm not getting involved in anything military. I'm not going to shoot or kill anybody. I don't have any plans. I'm not commanding troops in the field. I'm not a military person. And I don't say that as a coward. I'm not going to go perform a brain surgery when somebody's been in a car wreck because I don't know the first thing about it. Plus, I don't believe a military solution is the answer. It's a spiritual, cultural, economic solution. But definitely, you're a trends forecaster. You can see them setting the table for a civil war in this country, which I will not participate in.
I agree. I'm with you. And, I'm just looking into the future. If there is the chaos we predict, again, it won't be people who are aware of what's going on. We're going to be unvaccinated, taking care of our families and, just trying to get by. I don't have any grand plan to do anything, but the people who are going to have mental breakdowns and snap, those are the ones they have to worry about. And I'd like to add an addition to my movie script about what might happen. I think we're going to win. I think these people will be brought to justice that have committed these crimes. But, what if that – let's pretend that's the plan. They think they're the ones that are going to inherit the keys to the global kingdom. But what if there's people behind them who have propped them up as these clownish, evil puppets? I mean, Klaus Schwab is a Bond villain. These people are almost clownishly evil. What if, in my movie script, in the midst of the chaos, we think we win and we get these people into justice, but then some very handsome guys and gals come out of somewhere else with a solution and a new a new way to get our way out of this chaos and economic collapse.
And they told us it's eat bugs and drink sewage and live in communes. I went to the UN 8 months ago to cover some stuff in New York, and they had giant signs up saying, soon you'll own nothing and live in communes. And it showed like bomb shelters in Israel. And I was like, what do you think this telling us? You'll eat bugs, you'll have nothing, you'll love the Great Reset. If I was going to sell something, I'd sell something good, or if I was evil, I'd lie about it. Why are they like, you'll have nothing, and it's going to be, you'll eat bugs and drink sewage. What the hell?
Well, it's Alex, it's so absurd that when someone more reasonable and good-looking, like a Damien Thorne from The Omen, comes forth with a better reasonable-sounding solution, well, you know, that's the one we have to worry about, the one that sounds reasonable from very, very convincing people.
Oh, I get it. They're telling us they're the villains, so the savior can enter from the other side of the stage.
That's correct. I'm just saying that's a potential movie script.
No. You are, I should have been saying that's it. That's the final piece. They're setting us up for the savior who'll be, oh my God. So who do you think that might be, or how do you see that happening?
I have no idea, but let's say my movie script plays out and there's chaos and we bring these people to justice. I'll be looking for the very reasonable men and women who have a solution already on hand.
Wow. All right. You always impress, Edward. And there's so many great people like you that aren't the shadows. You're just minding your own business that are starting to come forward. I think that's going to be the solution, is the professionals in every walk of life that say enough is enough.
I agree. And I need more people from Wall Street and the professional class to join me. I mean, you're silent because you're scared about your job. Well, I got news for you. If this global collapse comes, your job's not going to, it's not going to be there.
I agree. We can't stop the crash. We get the landing gear down and maybe not kill ourselves. How long do you think, until things are going to be really, really, really bad, if more people don't come forward and blow the whistle? How long do these folks have, do you think?
Timing's always a problem in these situations, especially when you're trying to make money or trade. So that's why I'm not giving investment advice as to the timing of this. But it seems to me, if I look at the Federal Reserve and what they just did on Wednesday, they raised 25 basis points, okay? They were supposed to raise 50, or people wanted them to raise 50 to help fight inflation. I've seen an analysis that shows that the Fed rate hike cycle is basically over before it began, because the system is at the end days, and there's so much leverage in the system, it can't handle even tiny upticks in interest rates. So the timing is a lot closer than I would have thought. So I'll say anywhere between the next 6 to 24 months.
I totally agree. I've talked to a spectrum of very important, smart folks, and they said 6 months to a year and a half maximum until there's no turning it back.
Correct. That's my belief, and I hope I'm wrong. I mean, this is a call I'd like to be absolutely dead wrong on, because it's not going to be, no one's going to be able to hide.
Yeah, who wants this? All right, Edward Dowd, thank you so much. Very impressive. Edward Dowd on Getter. We'll talk to you soon, sir. Thank you so much.
Take care, Alex. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, brother. We're all in this together. We're all on the spaceship Earth going through space here, and all hell is breaking loose. You know, Dr. Ben Marble is a good friend of mine. He's here doing great work in Austin, Texas, and he's going to be hosting the fourth hour. But I got some other things to talk about when we come back in T-minus 2 minutes as we kick off hour number 4. Stay with us.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.